Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, March 16th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Attacks against police officers jumped 300% in Chicago. Ratings for primetime cable news operations continue to decline. The Vatican says no to gay marriage. New study shows the harmful effects of daylight savings time. The most dangerous countries on earth are ranked. Also ahead, why the border is under siege. But first, crime continues to spiral out of control in Chicago. Residents there witnessing a 50% increase in violent crime, 25% jump in shootings, 300% rise in attacks against police officers. 38 people in the Windy City were shot in the last 72 hours, including a police sergeant and a 13-year-old boy. The primary reason, many judges in Chicago refuse to order high bail for violent accused criminals. Television viewership still dropping for the major cable news operations. CNN's Don Lemon has lost the biggest amount of viewers, 33%, since Election Day. Anderson Cooper on CNN dipped 32%, Chris Cuomo 29%, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow also losing one-fifth of her entire audience since Donald Trump left the White House. The Vatican releasing a statement regarding gay marriage, saying Catholic priests should refrain from endorsing homosexual unions because, quote, God will not and cannot bless sin, unquote. The document signed by Pope Francis was distributed in seven languages to churches around the world. Christian tradition holds that the sacrament of marriage involves only a man and a woman. New study says the harmful effects of daylight savings time are pretty bad. According to researchers at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, the biannual event can dramatically damage a person's sleep habits and mental health. The concept was first suggested by Benjamin Franklin in 1784 to help farmers who needed more sunlight to work the fields. An annual report from International SOS ranks the most dangerous countries on Earth. They are Somalia, Yemen, Iraq, and Syria. The most peaceful places? Greenland, Norway, Japan, and Switzerland. The USA is in the top 15 of safest places for the first time because of our successful vaccine rollout. In a moment, we'll take you down to the southern border. It's not good. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, President Biden and the southern border. According to a recent Rasmussen poll, 54% of likely U.S. voters feel the federal government is doing too little to reduce illegal border crossings. 73% of Republicans, 60% of voters not affiliated with a party, say the government is not doing enough to reduce illegal border crossings, compared to 33% of Democrats, many of whom actually support the open border concept. 70% of all likely voters believe the government should mandate employers hire only legal workers for American jobs. Now, last month, more than 100,000 people were caught illegally entering the country on the southern border. The total number of unaccompanied minors caught entering, 9,400. That is up 60% in the last 4 weeks. So this is bad. I knew when Joe Biden said in a debate that he would order the federal government to pay the health care costs of every undocumented person in the country, that the USA would not be able to deal with the immigration problem effectively if Mr. Biden were elected president, which of course he was. And then after the election, Biden says he wants to give full amnesty to all the undocumented people here, perhaps as many as 15 million. So what did the president expect? Mexico and Central American countries are largely poor and corrupt. Folks are brutalized, routinely extorted. It's hard to make a living down there. So it's not the migrant's fault to want to have a better life for him, her, and their families. It is President Biden's fault that so many poor people are now at risk. Here's what's happening. Thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands, of migrants believe they can now walk across the border with no problem. Under the Trump administration, people caught illegally entering were turned back. They had to wait in Mexico whether they wanted asylum or anything else. They could not stay here. They were not caught and released. Now President Biden has reversed that, but with no plan. So people are now getting on buses, going all over the USA, some of them with COVID. And what is the federal response to that? Nothing. Mr. Biden will not talk to the press. So this, to me, looks like a dereliction of duty. If Mr. Biden has a plan to stop children from coming across the border, therefore the federal government has to take care of them, and we're looking at 15,000 kids right now, if Biden has a plan to mitigate that, we should hear it. But it looks like he does not. It looks like he's playing politics with the far left wing of his party. Now, this is going to lead to death. The death of children, the death of adults. Mr. Biden has a responsibility as president to address the nation and tell us what he is going to do to stop the chaos on the southern border. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this week in 1972, John Lennon and his wife Yoko Ono had a big problem. The former Beatle was living in New York City and wanted to relocate permanently to the Big Apple from England. The musician was vehemently opposed to the Vietnam War and had recently performed his song Give Peace a Chance at political rallies across the USA. It also happened to be the year President Nixon was running for re-election. And Mr. Nixon was not a fan of John Lennon. So the Nixon White House responded to Lennon's request to remain in this country by ordering his immediate deportation. The administration claimed Lennon had been admitted to the USA improperly. He had pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of marijuana possession in England 4 years earlier. And immigration law at the time banned the admission of anyone convicted of a drug offense. Artists and musicians across the country petitioned Nixon to let Lennon stay. Bob Dylan penned a personal letter to the president, writing, quote, John and Yoko inspire and transcend and stimulate. Let John and Yoko stay. With the support of New York City Mayor John Lindsay, the group launched a Let Them Stay in the USA campaign on radio and television. The movement did not change President Nixon's mind. The proceedings continued after his reelection in 1972 and then through the Watergate crisis. In the end, Nixon left the White House and Lenin stayed in the USA. In October 1975, a three-judge federal panel ruled in John Lennon's favor, declaring that his conviction in Britain failed to meet American standards of justice. Said the judges, quote, "Lenin's four-year battle to remain in our country is testimony to his faith in the American dream," unquote. And here's something else you might not know. Sadly, John Lennon's American dream would not last very long. Just 5 years later, the 40-year-old musician was shot and killed outside his apartment in New York City by a deranged person who remains in custody. John Lennon fought to stay in this country. He won his battle, but he could not defeat the forces of evil. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.